We had the Gemara Daf Chavav from an Aleph. Ma hoya bechelko shel Binyamin ulam vehechal ubeis kodesh hakadoshim. Let's look at the Sifri in Dvarim. Mipnei ma zocha Binyamin shetishre shchino bechelko. Even though we had a concept earlier about the Tsar, but that's only as far as the Ritzua of Makom Mizbeach and so forth. But as far as the Beis HaMikdash is concerned, the Shechina, the Sifri offers a mashal. Mashal HaMelech Sheba Eitzel Bonav Leprakim. He comes to visit his children from time to time. Chal Echad Vechad Omer. And the children fight over him. Hu Etzli Hu Yishkan. Katan Shebekula Mamar, the youngest of them says, Efsha Sheminiach Abba Achai Hagdolim V'shochen Etzli. Is it possible? Is it conceivable that he would leave? He would forego staying with the older brothers? I'm the youngest brother. Omad Lo Upanav Kvushos V'nafsho Aguma. He stands in a way that indicates he's sad, he's sorry. Omar Amelech Re'isem B'ni Akotan Sha'omar Upanav Kvushos Akmugulav Akshav Hamachol. But I'll eat by you, the older brothers, but I will sleep by the younger brother. The Beis HaBechira will be in the portion of Binyamin, the territory of Binyamin. Korbonos Shehim HaMachal VaMishteyu Mikol HaShvotim. That belongs to the other Shvotim. So Binyamin's claim to fame was that he was born in Eretz Yisrael. Binyamin represents Achdus. He didn't participate in the sale of Yosef. It's going to be hard for me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have rachamim and accept the supplications of Shar Shvatim in the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBechir. The Beis HaBechir is a mokum tefillah. Why? Because Heim kishem she lo hayalahem rachamim alacheim, how can I have rachamim? But if the Beis HaBechir is located in Shifto Shel Binyamin, I can certainly respond to the prayers. Dover Achmini Maz Zocha Binyam Shtishra Shkina Bechelko, Moshal Mel Shailu Banam Harbe, Misha Higdilu, Holakol Echad Vechmi Tofases Mekomo, Kotan Shebehem Hoya Oviv Ovo, Ochel Vishal Seimo, Nishan Olav, Vyotse, Nishan Olav, Vinichnas, Kap Binyaman Atsadik, Kotan Shebeshvatim Hoya, Vahoya Yaakov Oviv, Ochel v'shol se'imo, nishan olav v'yotze, nishan olav v'nichnas, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mokom shesomach, tzadik ze yodov, animash shchinoso, shchinosi, shenemru ben k'seif av shochen. So Yaakov had a special relationship to Binyamin the youngest, and Binyamin was beloved. The Gemara says, "Lefichach zocha Binyamin asa ushpezichan l'shchina." And the Ritva writes, "Shebeglal tsaro nikva shiya korish kadoshim b'tzad marav shu bechelko v'lo b'tzad mizrach." Ubebenyo diyoda kosav shebavur tsaro zocha gam shegam b'yisheni v'gam b'yishlishi yeh bechelko. V'lo nistalko shchino michelko, k'shem shenistalko mishilo shebechelik Yosef. U'bimei ha-shilo kosav shelefi shehikir bo Hashem Yisbarach she'im yivne beis ha-migdash b'chelko, yivone beis ha-migdash b'chelko, u'mizbeach lo yiv b'chelko, yishtokek mi'od gam l'mizbeach. Lefichach Zocha v'nasa u'shpizichan l'shchina shal ha'odom shekeshe zocha l'dvar Torah o l'dvar mitzvah mishtokek l'yoser mashpim lo v'neshamayim kedusha k'mo she'nemar yoev chochmas l'chachminin. Hoye binyomen ha'tzadik mitztayr oleh v'chol yom l'bolo she'nemar chofef olav kol ha'yom. The pasuk says l'binyomen omar yidid Hashem yishkon l'vetach olav. And the Gemara in Shabbos Darshins on this pasuk, on a pasuk that says, "Verekev atzmos kina, kol mi sheyesh lo kina belibo atzmosav nirkavim bekever, v'she'ein lo kina belibo ein atzmosav nirkavim." Ulefi ze binyamin atzadik shayim mitzar b'chol yom lebolo lechora hayim akani beYehuda v'imkain hayu atzmosav tzrichos lirakev v'leolos rim v'leolos rima v'toleya. And the answer is in the Gemara Bava Basra, Shesova lo shalotem rina v'sole shiva lo shalot lo shaltem rina v'toleah v'yechmem u'binyamin atzadik v'lam zuzos v'na posgul binyamin amar yedid Hashem yishkon levetach v'zeh bo posgul amdenu shel binyamin amar yedid Hashem kevan shakina eina el me'avas Hashem v'lo litzarchei atzmo l'chein yishkon levetach olav. Dainu sheyishkon b'sholom b'mishkavav le'arkiva atzmosav b'kever is af shechofef olav kol hayom u'mishtokik l'bolav v'doma l'kina mikom kom yishkon levetach. This is not kina, this is only avas Hashem. And this raises the whole question about lo sachmod in divrei mitzvah. This bechevet and others ask, what would be the din if a person is jealous of someone who has a better pair of tefillin than him, he wants a more beautiful pair of tefillin? Is that a violation of lo sachmod, or shall we say it's not sorchov, but it's rather sorchei shamayim, it's avas Hashem? Omar Rav lo shanu ela shelo machu shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim v'ran she'ir. Avo machu shiva tuvei ha'ir b'mayim v'ran she'ir. Afil l'mishta be'shikra shapir dami. It means that when the sale of the Beis HaKnesses was done, was effectuated by the Shiva Tovei Ha'ir plus Maimed Anshei Ha'ir, then the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is removed, is paka. V'nemu b'dvarim kamashitos. Aleph, Rashi Piresh, She'im lo machru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'maimed anshei ha'ir gam ha'mos lo yardu mikdushasam v'gam ha'beis kneses nishar mikdushaso v'yim machru shiva tuvei ha'ir b'maimed anshei ha'ir kosav she'pokas ha'kedusha me'ha'mos gam beis ha'kneses pokas ha'kedusha gam re'mutal asus pokakol ritzonam. So that's the sheet of Rashi. Then the question as to whether there is a pidyon or is not a pidyon, do you transfer the kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses to the Mos or not? It all depends on whether it is sold by Shiva Tovei Ha'ir b'mayim v'ran she'ir. The Rush also agrees to Rashi, but he holds that b'shal krochim lo yoil afilu Shiva Tovei Ha'ir b'mayim v'ran she'ir with regard to Beis HaKnesses shal krochim. I'm not sure that Rashi would disagree, but that's Mefurish and the Rosh. The Rambam sheet is that they sold the Beis HaKnesses without Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir, Ein Osim Bo Arba Dvarim Abzuyim Shenisparshu L'Kamon B'Mishneh. No, it's a Tashma Shal Bizu is prohibited. V'yemachru Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir B'mayim V'ran She'ir Mutolassos B'Beis HaKnesses Afilu Arba Dvarim Elu. Then the Kedusha is completely paka, and there's no Easter even Tashma Shel Bizoyon. Umiu Hamos Li Olam B'Kedushasan V'tzach Halosam L'Kedusha Chamura Yoser. And that's a big question here. Why should there be any difference between the Beis HaKnesses and the Mos? And I guess what we're saying is that even if there was a Mechira with Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir b'mayim v'ran she'ir, and the Beis HaKnesses is mutal legamri pokei kedushos, so you're allowed to do even in Tashma Shel Bizui, but the Mos, insofar as the kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses was transferred over to the Mos remained b'kedushosom. The Mos pick up the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. It's a pinyon process. V'tzarcha losom l'kedusha chamura. And finally, we mentioned the Shitas HaRaiv in Shabbos Knesses Atzmo. Afilik Shemachro Shiva Tuve Ir B'may Benan She'ir Osur Lasos Bo Arba Dvarim Bizuyim V'rak Al Adomim Omer Rova Shemut. To the Raiv holds that even the Beis Knesset itself, in the hands of the Lokeach, and even though it was sold by Shiva Tov Yair, B'mayim Anan She'ir, he's not allowed to, he's enjoined from doing a Tashvish Shel Bizui in the Beis HaKnesses. And now we're up to Daf Chav Vav Amud Beis. Ravina Havile Ahutila the Beis Knishta. Ravina had a tila of a Beis HaKnesses. Rashi says on the second line, Kol Bayis Horus Kori Tel. We call it like a churva, you know, it's a dilapidated house. And this Beis HaKnesses became a churva.
In archaeology, tel means a hill, like, designates.
Right, but I guess the word tail could be many different things. In this case, Rashi says teal means a bias harus. Harus. Also, lekami de Ravashi. Now, this Beis Knesses was located in Ravina's sod, betok sod behu. And now the question is, Amale Maula Misri, can I, Ravashi, Ravina want to know, can I sow the land, you know, plant the land where the churva was? And for some reason, which I don't know exactly, he seems to assume that there might be a heter of Zriya. Now, was there a sale of this Beis Knesses? Or was there not a sale of the Beis Knesses? Hikshu Rishonim, I'm reading a footnote here, Mimonafshach, Imu Kones a Beis HaKnesses, if he purchased the Beis HaKnesses, then Vadai Mutalo Luzro Hashem, what was the suffix? Shreadin Shetzorch Laos the Sakadushin Emo Kakal Adomim, Velo Al Guf Beis HaKnesses. Now, it's the Mishnah, recognize the Mechira to remove the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and now the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is transferred over to the Domin. So as far as the Domin is concerned, that's one thing, but as far as the Beis HaKnesses is concerned, if it was sold, then for sure it should be Mutter. Again, we're not talking about Tashvashel Kedusha, Tashvashel Bizayon, that's a different story. Oh. Now Rashi, if you recall, seemed to assume that even after the Mechira, there's something left to the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. And that would perhaps kick in here, that even though there was a sale of the Beis HaKnesses, there's still a vestige of Kedusha. And that's why he was worried about the fact that he shouldn't be able to be Zorer there. But anyway, the Rishonim are not holding like that. They assume that the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is gone as a result of the Mechira, and all the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses was transferred over to the Domin. So what's the problem? Of the Imlo Kones Beis HaKnesses, if on the other hand there was no sale of the Shul, Heichol Abedaitu Shei Mutalo Zro Hashem. Tiritza Ritva Shachin Kan Medubar Sheravino Lo Kona Es Churvas Beis HaKnesses. Enoch Yami did not purchase this Churva. Ella Shekvar Hoyle Beis HaKnesses, they had another shul to replace this one. Venisyashu Mizeh, they gave up on davening in this place. Well, Hoyle B'daitam Livnoso Od, they had no intention to replace it, to refurbish it, renovate it. V'kevin Shekein, Havile Kitashmishe Mitzvashen Nizrokim U'pokin Kedushosam. Now again, this ritva seems to reflect what we mentioned yesterday, the name of the Ramban, that the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses is simply because it's designated for a mitzvah, in this case the mitzvah of tefillah. And the law of something that's designated for a mitzvah, which is called Tashmishei Mitzvah, is that once it's no longer used for the mitzvah, it's no longer dedicated, it's Nizrokim. Pocket Kedushas, you can do whatever you want with it. Now, since this Beis Knesset was in his field, in Ravina's field, he thought that Mistoma, for sure, the people were Nisyashim, they gave up. And they no longer retained any ownership on this Beis Knesset, and therefore he was Zoche Bo Min HaHefker. And in that case, he should be able to do whatever he wants, because again, we're holding now that once the Bailus is Paka, the Kedusha is Paka. Also, Lekami de Ravashi, Omalei Maul of Mizre, Omalei Zil Zavne Mishiva Tovia Ir, B'mamen Ansha Ir Uzra'a. In other words, in the present state, there still is Kedusha to the Beis HaKnesses. And that means that even though there was a Mechira, and the Mechira is enough to be Matir Tashmishim in the Beis HaKnesses, but not all Tashmishim. And in order to guarantee that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is completely Paka, then says Rav Ashi, you'd have to sell it, or in this case, buy it. We're not going to rely on Mistom and Nisyashu. Now I have a footnote again in the name of the Ritva. Hatam Shitzrichu Rav Ashi Liknos Mishiva Tuve Ir Gamba Mamad Ansha Ir Kosova Ritva Shu Eitza Tova Bialma. In other words, that strictly according to the law, the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses was gone. The people were Nisyash. They had no intention of using it or renovating it. But there was an Eitza Tova here of Rav Ashi that it would seem the impression you get here from the Ritva, as I see it, is that Ravina was the one who built this Beis HaKnesses. He was trying to sell it. And if he sells it, B'maymen Anshei Ha'ir, that's one thing, but if it's Shalom B'maymen Anshei Ha'ir, Yitztarchu B'nei Ha'ir Lehalos Domim, in other words, when he sells the Beis HaKnesses, just one second, who I'm just trying to figure this out, so B'nei Ha'ir Lehalos Domim. Oh, I'm sorry. I said that Rav Ashi was selling the Beis HaKnesses. Let me be chozer. Rav Ashi, I think, is buying the Beis HaKnesses. So if he buys it, shalom b'maymen anshei ha'ir, and he pays whatever price he pays for the Beis HaKnesses, then the b'nei ha'ir who receive that money, they would have to be mal of the dom l'kedusha chamura. So again, who's selling and who's buying? I'm sorry, John. Just if you help me out with that, I think that it would be the Anshe. It would be the Anshe Ha'ir, as I said earlier, that is selling the Beis HaKnesset of Ash. So Rav Ashi is the buyer. So what does he mean here when he says that if he buys it without the Maimon Anshe Ha'ir Yitztarchu? Yeah. So he's buying. And he's paying
Avash, yeah.
So again, the Anshei Ha'ir are selling the Beis HaKnesset of Ashi. But who's selling it? If it's only the Shiva Tuve Ha'ir, then the sale is not a total sale. And we said that an incomplete sale is what our Mishnah was addressing, that you have to use the Domim for Maila Mikodesh. So now they're selling Rav Ashi the Beis HaKnesses. Rav Ashi is paying them Domim. And therefore, when he buys the Beis HaKnesses, if he has the presence of the Anshei Ha'ir, then that's a full-fledged Mechira. And there's no Kedusha left. And it would seem that even as far as the Domim are concerned, there's no requirement, there's no restriction on the part of the seller that he would have to earmark that payment for a higher level of Kedusha. So it sounds like the Eitzah Tova here of the Ritva is an Eitzah Tova on behalf of the city and the members of the city that they should be able to use the Domim for whatever they want. And if you remember the Rashi on the top of the page, Rashi said, "Liknos bedamim laso sheichel lishtos," so they could use the damim to buy sheichel. If it's sold with both the Shiva Tovia ear and the Maimed Anshia ear, so there's no restriction on the damim. There's no restriction on the damim. Now let's just think about this. Why is there no restriction on the damim? Because these damim are being collected by the lokeach. And the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is gone. So let's go over what we said yesterday, that we need that the sale be an absolute sale. So we need the bailim and all the shutfim. That's the anshet ear. We also need the tovia because it has a dinim moment shel tzedakah. It has a hegdesh kind of status. And then we apply the principle of leiv bezdin and masna. And the Leib Bezdin Masna is that since they decided, instead of designating it for a Makom Tefil, they want to sell the Beis HaKnesses, is therefore they can be Mafkia, the Din Hegdish of the Beis HaKnesses. The sale is an absolute valid sale, and the reason for that is because we have the Anshei Ha'ir, and they are the Baal and the Shutofim in this Beis HaKnesses. Yeah. What were you going to say?
I'm going to tell you here, you have actually the Ramban's comment on this Gemara. He says this area, the Beis Knesset, was belonged to Ravina, and he thought that if it would be sufficient for him to sell it without having any problem of the Kedusha's domain. Or the dummy would then have the kedusha of the Beis Knesses is now transferred onto the dummy. So the Rav Ashi said, "That's all you've now satisfied the issue of the dummy, but you're not really resolving the issue because you need to have a mechira gemura with a shira tibay ha'ir. If they're present, then the sale will be a full sale with no issue of the Kedusha on the Domin." So that's what, this is Rav Ashi speaking to Ravina. Zil zavne b'shiva to ve'ir b'mamay anshayir, and that will resolve the issue. That's how the Ramban interprets.
Sounds pretty similar to the Ritva.
Yes, very similar.
The only difference might be, maybe the Ramban is learning that we had a Hamamin also, that Ravina was the one who was selling.
Yeah.
But I have a feeling that the Ritva is saying that the Anshei Ha'ir are selling it. They're the ones who are getting money from Ravina. And the question is, does that money have to be earmarked in a certain way called Maila B'Kedusha? And the answer is no, because once the sale was effectuated by Shiva Tu Be'ir, it's an absolute sale, and the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is gone, and the money is now chun. It could be used for anything at all.
So this statement of if it's Rav Ashi, so what does it mean? What does it refer to me when it says that it's Eitzah Tova?
Well, again, the Ritva is learning that even without the official sale, there's a halach of yesh. In other words, there are two ways of being mafkia, the bailus of the city, of the Anshei Ha'ir, in such a way that the kinyan would be a complete kinyan and the Beis HaKnesses is yotzel l'chulin. One way is through an actual sale. Another way is through what's called yeush. And the Ritva assumes that even the Maskana Rav Ashi recognizes the validity of yeush, but as an Eitzah Tova, he would rather have Mechira. And again, you have to know, according to the Ritva, what is the increment, you know, when you go from yeush all the way up to Mechira Gemura, and then you remove the Kedushas Domim as far as Lokeach, which now the Anshei Ha'ir receive these damim. Can they use these damim in any way unrestricted? And that depends upon whether it was an actual sale. And yeush might not be enough for that. So then we'd have to study the difference between Yeish and Anasel. Rami Bar Abba Havika Bone Beik Nishta. So Rami Bar Chama was building a Beis HaKnesses. Havahik Nishta Atika. There was another Beis HaKnesses in the city, but it was an old Beis HaKnesses. Vavi Boyle Misterid. Now Rami Bar Abba wanted to take apart the old Beis HaKnesses, since it was no longer in use. Take it apart. Take the bricks, take the beams from the Beis HaKnesses Ha'otik that they're taking apart, from the Harisos, once they take it apart, and use those materials for building his other Beis HaKnesses.
Sounds now, like the story that Usher told about the shul in Newton, the Bethel shul, which is run by Sharon Ashalovich's son-in-law. So apparently they did some revamping of the shul, and the question is, what were they going to do with the remains of the shul? So they integrated it into the
new shul. That seems to be fun.
That kind of thing. That seems to be acceptable.
The only problem is there a heter to take apart a Beis HaKnesses? So that's going to be the sugi that we're learning now. Yosef Akami Boile. Here's what Rami Bar Chama was vacillating about. Hadar Rav Chisda. How do we understand the Iser of Rav Chisda? The Omer Rav Chisda, Lo Litzar Beiknishta. You're not allowed to take apart a Beis HaKnesses. Adabani Beiknishta Achrite. Until you have another Beis HaKnesses to replace it. And that means that Rav Chisda does not allow you to take apart a Beis HaKnesses to dismantle it, because he's always afraid. There's always a chashash that maybe at the end they won't build a second Beit HaKnesses. And Lechor, at this point, Rami Bar Abba should realize that he's not allowed to do what he's doing. He cannot take apart the Beit Knishta Tika. Oh. But here was his far hasam mishum shi usa, vaki hai gavna mai. He says the following: that when did Rav Chisda say that you're not allowed to take apart a Beit Knesset? That's only in a situation where we have a serious chashash that he'll take apart the Beit Knesset and he'll never replace it with another Beit Knesset. But ki hai gavna, here in this case, where the only reason he's taking apart the Beit Knesset is because he wants to use the bricks and the beams for another Beit Knesset. Not only that, he's already commenced the building of the second Beit Knesset. Maybe in this case, Rav Chisda would allow it. And I'll read to you the note here. He writes his topic. This was the suffix of Rami Bar Chama. Ma'u ikar taimo shel Rav Chisda. Ha'im mishum chayshina lepshi usa. Is it because we're afraid that ultimately he's not going to replace this Beit Knesset with another one? There's no reason to suspect that they won't replace this Beit HaKnesset with the second one, since they've already begun building the second Beit HaKnesset. Oh, Dilma, maybe that's not Rav Chisda. But Taima Shel Rav Chisda Mishum Shel Eis Ata, right now you're leaving the Tzibur without a place to daven. Ein L'Tzibur Heichel Nispalel V'im Kein Gan Kan. Even though they began the building of the Beis HaKnesses, it's still an Amakum Tefila. And the Gemara says, Osol L'Kami D'Rav Popa V'Osole L'Kami D'Rav Yehuna V'Osole. He went in front of two different scholars and they both said it's Osor. Meaning they understood that you cannot leave the city without a Beit Knesset. So he quotes here the Mishnah Berurah that says that the poskim would say that if there was another Beit Knesset in the city, then even according to Rav Papa and Rav Huna, it would be mutter, because mimonavsha. To say that we're afraid that they won't have a place to daven, they're guaranteed a place to daven, there's another shul. And to say that that we're afraid that if he takes part of this Beit HaKnesset, he's not going to use the materials for Beit HaKnesset, That's not so either, because they already commenced building a Beit HaKnesset. They just need more materials to finish the job. So if you were formulating the codes and you would ask under what circumstances you're allowed to take apart a Beit HaKnesset, the answer would be you have to fulfill two conditions. Condition number one is that in the meantime there is another place for the people to daven. And condition number two is that you've already commenced building the second Beit HaKnesset and you're just trying to, you know, to transfer the materials from one Beit HaKnesset to another. Amara Rava, Hai Beit Nishta Chilufa Vizavuna Shari. So again, we're talking here about a Beit Knesset Shel Kfarim, which we said you could sell under certain conditions. Because with regard to Beit Knesset Shel Krochim, you can't sell it, as we said before, even with Maimon Anshir, etc. And now, in this Beit Knesset of the Kfarim, he wants to do what's called a Chalipin. In other words, it's not a classic Mechira in which you receive Damim, but instead of Damim, you get Shava Kesef. You receive something of value, Metaltel. Sabune would be a classic Mechira, where they get Damim for it. Shari. That's allowed. And now you can use this Beit HaKnesset for Divrei Chulin. Again, Divrei Chulin means a Tashmish Shel Chol, and that the Mechir is Matir, but it's not enough to be Matir those four categories of Tashmish Shel Bizayon. Unless it was sold B'Shiva Tuve Ha'ir U'B'Maimed Ansheir. In that case, in that event, then mutol ishtamish ba'afil lemerchatz v'chadome. So again, when we're saying shari, is that an absolute shari for everything, even for merchatz? Or it's only shari for tashma shel chol, but it's still also for tashma shel bizayon? And that would depend on whether this Beit Knesset Shel Krochim was sold be'anshei, v'maybet anshei ha'ir. However, says Rava, agura, to rent out a Beit Knesset, even though you're getting damim, you know, the renter is paying money for it, but that's not a permanent sale. You haven't really redirected or reassigned this Beit Knesset. You're only allowing someone to use it on a temporary basis. Umashkuna, or let's say you want to gain the, you know, if you have a loan, maybe certain people in the city have taken out a loan and you want to get the people in the city to agree that they'll give the Beit Knesset as a collateral. But again, even though they're using it as a collateral, it still is a Beit HaKnesset. And let's say, for example, the Malva, the one who lent the money, wants to use the Beit HaKnesset for his own purposes, Asur. So both a renter and a Balchov, a Malva, who took it as a Mashkon, are not allowed to use it for Tzarchei Chulin. And the reason for that is, again, because this is not a permanent sale. In other words, the das here is not to remove the Kiddush on a permanent basis from the Beit HaKnesset. And even if you were to have Shiva Tuve Ha'ir and Maimon Anshei Ha'ir, it doesn't matter because this is not a sale. And if it's not a sale, then you haven't effectuated a pidyon on the Beit HaKnesset, and it still is designated for a Beit HaKnesset, and therefore it's also...
No. The modern mortgages where you give collateral but they don't take possession. They used to take possession of the building. Now they don't take possession. I guess a modern mortgage would be allowable because they're still using it as a synagogue. Oh. Just getting a loan from the bank that they're right. They have a deed as collateral.
Right. And in both these cases of Schirus and Mashkon, if they're using it as a Beit Knesset, that would be okay. The whole issue here is they want to use it for Tzarchei Chulin. My timeless, the Gemara explains, what's the problem with renting, even though there's money? So maybe you could say that there's a transfer of Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesset into the money. And the Gemara answers, B'Kedusha say koi. I'll read to you the Hebrew translation. He says, Adayin nishar b'Kedusha so, shemei achar v'gufa chevetz lo nimkar, v'adayin b'shus b'ilem arishonim, ein l'Kedusha malochul, v'nimtza socher mishtamesh b'kodesh l'chol. Now, the kedusha is transferred over to the Maos, or in the case of Metaltolin, in Chalip in the Metaltolin, of Beis HaKnesses, Yotze Midei Kedushaso. So he has a footnote here that I wanted to share with you. He says, Afal Pisha Gambis Chirus no Saint Domin. Mikomakom lo Shayach Loma Shakdusha Tokal al Maos. Kevet Shadayin Daitum Shal Abailam Rishonim al Zed, as they still intend to get back to Beis HaKnesses and use it as such. Shalom Hiknu Socheres Goof Beis HaKnesses. They weren't mocking it to the renter, the Beis HaKnesses itself. Vadayin Hu Omeid Lemitzvaso. Vlachei Lopaka Kedushaso. Vi Osso Lasuspo Tzorche Chulim. Kain Kosov Haritva.
One question. With a modern mortgage, it seems like though you would need to, in a mortgage, you would still need the trustees and all the town to agree, because there's a chance that ownership will revert to the bank, even with a modern mortgage, if you fail to pay. And you therefore have to release it fully from any of its, I guess if they all agree to the mortgage with the condition that it can be foreclosed, that would still be, and therefore make it a valid foreclosure at the end, so it can be used for
I don't know what your case is, but Mashkon in the Gemara means that you're going to get it back. It's only temporary.
I'm thinking of a modern mortgage where they could foreclose if you don't pay.
Right, that could be true. But up until the point that it's, as long as it's still a Mashkon,
right. But once they foreclose, if you didn't have everyone agree to the sale at the beginning,
I would assume that once they foreclose, the money that was borrowed now becomes payment for the Mashkon.
Except it's already probably been used.
That I don't know.
A question on the rent. If the community is done with the building as Beit Knesset, they built a new one, and they want to rent it, and they don't plan on using it as Beit Knesset again, they just want to hold it as an investment until, maybe they want to wait for prices to get higher and maybe eventually sell it, or maybe use it. They might use it for something else in the future.
Right, as long as they haven't sold it, then it still remains its kedusha.
Even though they, even if they decide that they don't want to use it as a Beit Knesset again,
right. It's not just a decision. I think you need a mechir, because what happens is you have to transfer the kedusha over to the domin. So in the case of schirus, you have the domin and you could theoretically transfer it over, but there they still intend to use it as a shul. In the flip case where they decided they're not using it as a shul, they don't have any domin because they haven't sold it yet, and therefore again there's no transfer of the kedusha.
I can see a lot of lawyers working on these problems coming up with different structures to avoid that.
Rivnei Nami. Now Rav wants to say the following: that the dinim that we formulated above, that he himself, Rava, had formulated, apply not only to the Beis Knesset as a whole, but even to parts of the Beis Knesset. Livnei Nami, that's the bricks of the Beis HaKnesses, the same din applies. Chilufinu, if they exchanged it for some other metaltolin, in a Kenyan Chalipin, or Zuv, Zibu Ninhu, or they actually sold it and they got money for it, Shari, then the buyer could use the Levenim for whatever he wants. Again, what kind of a sale are we talking about? So that would depend. If it was done with both the Shiva Tovia ear and the Maimed Anshia ear, then it's Yotzil Chul Legamri. If it would be only one of those two, or none of those two, it was just some sort of general consensus, then there would still be some vestige of Kedusha, and there would be an Iser of Tashmishe Bizoyon. Ozvinu, but if they lent it to someone, in other words, they gave it to someone on a temporary basis to use, that's not really called renting, that's called She'ela, right, when you loan something, also. Why? Because they expect to get it back, and they're going to use it for the Beis HaKnesses. Maybe not this Beis HaKnesses, for another Beis HaKnesses, and therefore Lopaka Kedushasa. Hani Mili Batikta. When do we say that these Levenim that were in the Kosel, that were part of the Kosel of the Beis HaKnesses, have a status? That's only because Atikta, the Kedusha, is a result of the fact that it was actually part of a Beis HaKnesses. it's not enough that it was designated for the Beis HaKnesset. So let's say, for example, the shul, the members of the community hire a company to build a synagogue, and that company orders bricks, but the bricks have not yet been built into a Beit HaKnesset. That's called Becharita. Well, Becharita, it's a brand new Beit Knesset. So again, even though the mindset was that these bricks are designated for a wall of a Beit HaKnesset, nevertheless, they have not yet been built as such. And that's called Hazmana. Are you familiar with that concept? Hazmana means when you designate something. Like, for example, we'll have a din of Hazmana for Beis HaMerchatz or Hazmana Beis HaKiseh. And the issue is whether Hazmana Milsa and Lav Milsa, whether it already generates new dinim. But here in the case of Beis HaKnesset, Leslan Ba. The Hazmana, the fact they designated these bricks for a Beis HaKnesset, but they haven't yet built it as such, that's not called a Milsa, meaning it's not yet Kadosh. Bafil Laman Di Omar. Even according to the Shita, this Abaye Shita in Tachrichim, and I'll give you a whole introduction here about Tachrichim, and Abaye is of the opinion that once you designated the Tachrichim as such, even though it's never been used, is Hazmana Milsahi. The law of Tachrichim is that they're Osir Ba'anah.
What are Tachrichim?
Okay, we'll go into Tachrichim in just a second, but the main point is that Abaye holds Hazmana Milsa, that when you designate something, even though you haven't yet used it, it already gets those dinim.
As if it's being used, okay.
Right, Bahani Mili Kigon Ha'oreid Begid Lames, meaning he's already created the Begid. Aval Hacha, but here it's Kitavui Li'origdom, it's only an early stage, and therefore Lekha Alan Yomer, nobody would say in this case Hazmana Milsa. So let's see what Hazmana Milsa is all about. Okay. The body of a dead person is completely osur b'hanah. You can't get any benefit from it. Not only that, the begadim, the clothes that are placed on the mess, what do they call it? Meaning the shrouds or whatever they call it? That is also osur b'hanah. But the question is, and this is a machlokas between Abaye v'Rava in Masechta Kiddushin and Masechta Sota, what happens if you wove the beged for the purpose of tachrichim, and now you've designated it as such, that's called hazmana. So Abaye says it's already osur b'hanah, even though you haven't used it on the mess yet. You haven't dressed up the mess in these begadim. And the Gemara says that Abaye derives this principle of hazmana milsa from a gzeirah shava between egla rufa and the parsha of Miriam. Let's see what happens. In the parsha of Egla Rufa, it says in Dvarim, Perkhof Aleph, it says, V'arfu sham esha egla banochal, which means that as soon as they took the egla, this calf, they took it down to the nachal, and they did so for the purpose of Arifa, then it already gets a status of an Egla Rufa, which is also Banah. And how do we know that has anything to do with Tachrichim? Because in the Pasuk in Egla Rufa it says Sham, the Arfu Sham. And in the death of Miriam, in Parshas Baloscha, it says Matoma Sham Miriam. So we're talking about the death of Miriam, and we're talking about the Egla Rufa before the actual Arifa. Ma Egla Rufa Yuridasal Enachal Eson Osrosa. The very moment that you bring down the Egla to the Nachal Eson, Afilu Adain Lo Shadain Lo Orfu Osa, so they haven't yet implemented the ritual of Arifa, and it already gets the status of an Egla Rufa with all the dinim and the isurim. Aftachriche Ames Nesorim Bahazmona Bialma. Once you designated for Tachrichim, even though it hasn't been used to cover the body of the dead, it's already Osur. Rava disagrees, and he holds Hazmana Lav Milsa, that Hazmana has no status whatsoever. And to generate an Isur on the Beged as Tachrichim, you need to wait until at least at one point in time these begadim cover the dead, and until they were used as such, it's Mutter Banon. And the Gemara says that Rav has a different Gzeirah Shava from Avodah Zarah, because it says in the parasha of Avodah Zarah, also the word sham. It says Abeit Abdunas Kol Makom Shar Ovdu Sham Hagoyim. So the word sham that appeared in Misa by Thomas Sham Miriam also appears in Avodah Zarah. And Ma Avodah Zarah Bazman Lo Mitzrah, even if the guy designated, you know, the object that he will worship it, but he hasn't yet worshipped it, and therefore there's no Isra Avodah Zarah, is Af Mes Bazman Lav Milsa. So Gemara now wants to know, what happens to your designated bricks for a Beis HaKnesses? Does it have the Kedusha, you haven't yet built it or not? L'chora, it should depend upon the Machlokas Abai V'Rov. So Gemara says, no. Even Abai would agree in this case of bricks that La Hazmona Lav Milsa. Why? Because it's what's called Lo Nishlama Melachtan, meaning Hazmona Milsa only applies when everything is ready and everything is in place, even if you haven't used it yet. So let's say, for example, you build a Beis Knesset, you've never davened in the Beis Knesset, it's brand new, right? You can still smell the wood. But even so, Abai would agree that you don't apply Hazmona Milsa. And the Gemara equates it with Tavui Li'orig Dami. Tavui Li'orig means that he starts weaving the wool and he's going to make a Begid Lemetz, but he hasn't yet made the Begid yet. So when does Abai say you cross the line and it becomes Osir Bano because of Hazmona Milsa? That's after it's already totally woven. There's nothing else that has to happen over here. But in the case where you still have to go one step further, you have to take these bricks and build it into the Beis HaKnesses, is Lekam on the Omer, even Abai would not maintain Hazmona Milsa.
What about designating the money for a Beis HaKnesses? Is money different than bricks or other things? Let's say you've already designated the money.
Right. I don't think money has Kedusha to it unless you took a Beis HaKnesses and you transferred the Kedusha onto the money. That was our Mishnah.
Or if it was collected from people with the purpose.
But then it might have a din of tzedaka. You know, that you have to know whether Mishanim tzedaka, maybe you're allowed to use it for another tzedaka.
Okay.
Matana. What happens, this is a strange case, that the Bnei Ya'ir want to give away the Beis Knesset as a gift, so they're not getting any money in return. So I would have said that in such a case, the Beis Knesset retains its Kedusha, but the Gemara brings a machlokas on this. Pligi bar ravacha ravina chad asur v'chad shari. According to one opinion, it's asur. And the reason for that is because he hasn't received damin. V'chad shari, and the other man says it's muta. Now, in the next three words, you have to change the gears a little bit. We have in our text, I mean, and maybe in your text it's already been fixed up, I don't know. We have Mandi Osar Bahai. Do you have that text?
Mandi
Osar. The Bahai? Anyway.
The Bahai.
Now Bahai.
You have the word Bahai? Okay, so it shouldn't say Bahai, it should say Bimai.
Bimai.
Yeah, there's a mem missing.
Uh-huh. This does say Bahai. And it says Riff's text reads Bimai.
Bimai. Okay, we're going to read it.
Amai.
All right. We're going to read it as Bimai, like the Rif reads it, and also the Rosh reads it. He says the following: Mandi Asar, according to the one who says that Matana does not remove the sanctity of the Beis HaKnesses, Bimai Tivka Kedushasa, because onto what can the Kedusha be transferred? You can't transfer the Kedusha onto something if there's nothing to transfer it on. So if they sell it, the Kedusha somehow transfers over to the Domim and you effectuate a Pidyon of sorts. But in the case of a Matana, what did you receive in return?
If it's the trustees and the whole congregation, or all the members of the town agreeing to it, the sanctity doesn't transfer to anything. You remove it completely, so could they do a gift? I mean, does this only apply when it's not?
Well, I think what happens in that case is that the Domim becomes a vehicle to remove the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses, and once the Kedusha from the Beis HaKnesses is removed, then the Domim loses its Kedusha.
Okay.
But you have to have something to effectuate the transfer of Kedusha. And therefore, Laman the Osar, Bemai Tivka Kedusha Osa, you're giving it as a gift, you didn't receive anything in return. Umandishari, how do we justify the other Mandi Omar, who allows the Beis Knesses to be used for secular purposes? E lav da havile hanomine lav yoivle. Why is it that they're giving away the Beis Knesset as a gift? Apparently they're getting some sort of benefit from it. I don't know, maybe the guy is giving another donation, he's building another synagogue, I don't know what he's doing. Maybe he's going to build a local mikvah. It's therefore hader havi li matana kizvini. And therefore, whatever that abstract, you know, they're holding out for some rebate, you know, some gift in return, whatever that gift will be, whatever that hanoh will be, that hanoh itself is considered as if it exists as an entity, even though it's abstract. And the damim now, there is damim, in effect, that hanoh is considered like damim. So I have here a book which is called Shiurei HaRav, and he tries to explain this Gemara. I'm just going to read to you a little bit from this book. How are we doing on the clock? Okay, we still have a few minutes. And he says the following. Isa b'megillah, daf chavav b'beis matana. Pirish Rashi, nosnu b'nei ha'ir b'beis ha'kneses b'matana l'tashmishei chol. Pligi baravach v'ravino, chad osar v'chad shori. Man di osar v'may tivka kidushosa. V'may deshori, ilav davi hanom, inei lo havi yoivle, hodar havi le matana kizmin. V'hine. L'man di omar b'matana mutal ishtamish b'beis ha'kneses tashmishei chol, tzorech iun. The kevet shalom noslu kesef avur beis hakneses, but my nifte kedushas beis hakneses. Very the kodshim, he efshal afkia kedushas beis kedushas kodshim al yidei matana. Let's say, for example, I have let's say kedushas berek habayis. Right, this I was makdish this table. I can't just give it to you as a gift and parka kedushas. I have to get money for it. That's what pidgin is all about. See here the question. In other words, he's operating. I mean, we started this yesterday.
Rav Soloveitchik.
He's operating with a...
Does he get into... I'm just curious, because I did go ahead because I didn't know how far you'd gone, and I read the commentary in here, and they discuss the Ramban and the Ran, and I'm guessing he's going to do that.
Well, yeah.
That got whole complicated, and I was hoping you could explain, because they went into a whole new area.
The Ramban and the Ran, believe it or not, in a different essay, which we didn't learn yet.
Okay.
And believe neither, that's going to be our subject for tomorrow.
This has commentary on this part with the Ramban and the Ran about this.
I didn't understand. Veitchik introduces the Ran and the Ramban towards the bottom of this Amud. We're going to have a sugya later on
about
converting, transforming a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash or vice versa.
Right.
That's where he has this whole discussion about the Ramban and
the
Ran.
They bring it up here and...
All right. So that will do blue netted tomorrow. But for today, I just want to explain what bothers Rav Soloveitchik here. This entire essay, which we discussed at great length yesterday, is based on one premise. And that premise is that Mechiras Beis HaKnesses equals Pidyon of Kodshim. That's the fundamental framework that he's operating with. Again, you know, we could go back to square one, but we'll leave it for now. If we grant that premise, then Mechiras Beis HaKnesses has to be restricted by the same rules that apply and the same restrictions or conditions that apply to Pidyon Hegdesh. Now, in Pidyon Hegdesh, there's no such thing as Matana. You can't effectuate a Pidyon on Hegdesh with a Matana. So even though the Gemara offers us a Svara here, that Hanoh, you know, why are they giving it away as a gift? But he says it still doesn't satisfy this premise that it has to be a Pidyon. You can't give away Hegdesh as a gift and effectuate a Pidyon. So he says the following: Ein berif v'zel shono matana b'shiva tuvei ha'ir u'b'maymad anshei ha'ir. So the rif adds another condition here. What was the matana? What was the gift? The gift was effectuated b'shiva tuvei ha'ir b'maymad anshei ha'ir. Ad kan l'shono. V'nir lefarish. The harif sover the mechiras shiva tuvei b'maimed ansheir mo'ila afilu below pidyon. that the Rif is telling us here that according to the mind, the Omer Matan is enough, is Shari, and now the Beis Knesset can be used L'chol on the part of the recipient of the give. He's not operating with Pidyon. He has something which completely circumvents the need for Pidyon. According to this mind, the Omer says Shari. And that is Shiva Tuve Ya'ir B'maymanan Sha'ir. How does that operate? So he says that in order to understand that, you have to see a Gemara in Masechta Shavuos. The Gemara wants to know when they designated animals for on a daily basis for the Korban Tamid, sometimes what they did is they, what's the word I want to use, they oversupply and they had extra, right. Extra animals. So the Gemara says in such a case, the Kedusha is gone. That's called Lo Tzrichi. They don't need these Tmidim. Has the Kedusha gone? The Gemara says, Kedusha Bahen Leichan Holcha. Where did the Kedusha dissipate? So Gemara answers, Leiv Bezdin Masna Lehem. And whatever that means is that there's some sort of condition built into the Hegdesh from the get-go when they were Magdish, the sheep. If they will need it for the Mizbeach, then it's designated for the Mizbeach. The Imlo Hitzruhu is then, it doesn't have the din of a carbon tumid. That's called Lev Bezdin Masna Lehem. The Bezdin Yecholim Lafkia Kedushas Hegdesh and Kedushas Beisa Knesses Afilu below Pidyon. That the power of Bezdin is such that they can remove the Kedusha, and he's applying it both in the case of the Karbanos Tamidim in the Gemara and Shavuos, and in the case of Beis HaKnesses, even without Pidyon.
Only if they do it in advance. Now, they had to set that condition in advance. They can't come afterwards if nobody set that condition and say,
well he's saying the following, that the original, if I understand correctly, the original HaKadosha was done Al Das Bezdin.
Right.
Now, why is that so? He says because Bezdin is in charge of all communal funds. And when a person, when representatives of the community take those funds and they designate it for a certain purpose, it's all Al Das Bezdin because Bezdin is the ultimate decisor or the authority when it comes to communal funds. Like, for example, what's called Mamon Shel Tzedakah, you have money that was designated for a charity, the Bezdin will decide how to allocate it and when to allocate it. And so too, in the case of the Maimed Ansheir, he says, I'm sorry, the Shiva Tuve Ha'ir, what is the Shiva Tuve Ha'ir? They don't represent the partnership on the Beit HaKnesset because you already have Anshei Ha'ir, they own the Beit HaKnesset. So who are these Shiva Tuve Ha'ir and what are their function? So he says the following, they are the Shluchim of Bezdin. They are considered the agents of Bezdin. Now again, I don't know, we don't know enough about Shiva Tuve Ha'ir to evaluate this, you know, how they, you know, who represents and how are they appointed. I don't know. We're just trying to get the basics here. But
this now raises another question, I'm sorry. But could the Bezdin itself, If the people of the town came to the Beis Din, could they say, could you please remove the Kedusha from this money we got for the Beis Knesset?
And then Beis Din would have to make that decision.
Right, but they have the authority to do... This implies they have the authority to do that even if you didn't have the Shiva Tuve here and the...
Well, wait a second.
Working together.
Again, we're operating on two levels. There's one level of what's called ownership. The ownership of the Beit HaKnesset is in the hands of the ear of the members of the city. You can't sell it without their aggression. Where does the Tuve, the Shiva Tuve Ha'ir come in? That's for a different reason, because once the Beit Knesset has been endowed with a communal status, like it's like Hegdesh, like the Korban Tamid that we mentioned before, now we need another element to remove that Kedusha. It's not enough to say that all the Shutfim, all the partners and all the members of the city agreed to sell it. I need the agreement of the Shiva Tuve Ha'ir, because they represent Bezdin as far as Lev Bezdin Master to be Mafkir the Kedusha. Now, they themselves can't operate independent of the Anshei Ha'ir, because I need the Anshei Ha'ir to effectuate the Kinyan, because it's an ownership of the entire city. He says, V'hada kamar ha'gemara, tahavi mishum tematonikiz vine, right, the Gemara says that the reason why Ravacha, whoever it was, we don't know, was matir in the case of Matan, is because it's like a sale, because they get some kickback. Nir lefarish the kevan to b'mokom shein tzorech, Ein le Bezdin reshus lafkia. In other words, Bezdin is not going to remove kedusha unless there's some sort of pressing need. They're not going to wake up one day capriciously and decide, hey, you know what, I didn't have a good night's sleep last night, so I'm going to be mafkir the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. No, it's not just some sort of snap the finger. It has to be based on some sort of purpose. If there's a purpose and a goal, then the Bezdin will decide for the benefit of that goal will be mafkir the kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses. Is therefore kol makom sheyesh hanah letzibur min esinas beis haknesses matana. If there's some significant benefit that the tzibur is getting by giving away this beis haknesses as a gift, you know, they're honoring, I don't know, the mayor of the city, and he's going to, I don't know, he's going to build.
Usually, you got the gift before. In other words, there's no pressing need now. Usually, if you're giving it to a donor or somebody, they did it before without expecting, let's say, a gift.
And okay, but maybe they'll give another gift. In other words, it's like some sort of ongoing relationship, right? And we're hoping that maybe he'll rescind his gift, whatever it might be, but they're getting some sort of concrete benefit. Is therefore for the benefit of the tzibur, the hanas tzibur, that's really a tzorech. And therefore, mutul lebezin lafkia kedushas beis haknesset. So it's really fascinating because what he's saying is that this whole discussion about matana kizvine, that's really on a technical level. That's only to set up a heter, you know, to give a green light and permission for the bezdin to go ahead and be mafkia the kedusha. But in terms of the real mechanics of how this beis haknesset is yotzel lechulin, where there's no pigeon here, we're going to somehow circumvent and obviate the whole need for a pigeon, and that is because of the din of Lev Bezdin Master, and that din is effectuated by the Shiva Tuvei Ha'ir as the agents of the Bezdin. We have to know why they would be allowed to do such a thing. They can't just say, oh, we woke up today, we decided we're going to be mafkir the kedusha. Umadi Osar, the one who says he can't give a Beit Knesset as a matana, Sfirle, Diksha Beis HaKnesses, Omed B'Kedushaso, U'mishtam Shembola Mitzvaso, Ein Lebezin Lafkia Kedushas Beis HaKnesses Below Pigeon. It means the following, that when do we apply the principle of Lev Bezdin Master? That's only because these extra Tmidim were never used. But in the case of Beis Knesses, we have a problem, because we've been using it for Tefillah for X amount of time, and it already has its full-fledged Kedush. It's like the case of the Tmidim that we never had any use for it. So according to Manion, who says, Asur, the Lev Bezdin Master is not going to be implemented, it's not going to be activated, because we can't be mafkir the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses once it's Chal. And now we have to use a different mechanics to remove the Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, which is called Pidyon. And Pidyon only applies when there is an actual Mechira.
So, one...
Wow. I mean, there's a lot going on over here. We're not even touching the surface.
Rambam puts it into... He takes it out of... makes it into a Tashmish Mitzvah.
See, what I wanted to do is the following. This was the educational curriculum that I said.
No, I
just want to explain. There are two essays here on our sugya of Mechiras Beis HaKnesses. I started with the second one. The second one is all based on the Rambam. And we discussed the Rambam at great length yesterday. The Rambam talks about the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses, and whether or not you could use it for this tashmish or that tashmish. And the whole issue of selling a Beis Knesset going to the Rambam is to be placed within that context. Now, what we're going to do tomorrow, as I said before, is go back to the first essay here in this section on Masechta Megillah. There are two essays here on Masechta Megillah. And the first essay is about the Gemara that we're about to learn, which we're not up to yet, reassigning or rededicating a shul as a house of study, or a house of study as a shul. There's going to be a machlokas here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Here, in this context, he's going to leave out the whole concept of Kedusha.
Right.
Because he's going to assume that there's no reason to assume that there's a greater Kedusha this and a lesser Kedusha that. He's going to talk about the Ramban. The Ramban says that this is what you call Tashmishi Mitzvah, meaning that the Beis Knesset was designated for this. What was this? This is Tefillah. Beis Medrash was designated for this. That's a different mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And now it's going to break open a whole new possibility here is that Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan, which mitzvah, when you designate something for a mitzvah, to what extent is it exclusively dedicated for that mitzvah, or can you use it for another mitzvah? And then you start comparing one mitzvah to the other. For example, Rav Salvation is going to introduce a Gemara that says Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulo.
Right.
And he's going to prove from that if you designate something for Torah, it's even greater than the mitzvah of Tefillah. And fascinating ideas. So that I wanted to leave Bli Nedar for tomorrow.
I have a question, and this is something I'd be interested in discussing more if everyone else was interested. We're talking about the sale and the gifts of faith. I mean, sadly, in the history of the Jewish people, we've had communities essentially die out or leave towns.
Right, what I think you mentioned this, about it becomes a church. And
what happens when they're forced to flee, or when the community dies out and you no longer have a community in a city anymore,
right,
and they're the last people to leave, what do they do? How do they,
right,
they're moving to a whole new place.
We'll see, maybe at the end of the, we get to the end of the tunnel and we'll be a little bit more, comfortable in this sugya with all its principles and how it operates, then maybe we could talk about that. I mean, that's a very fascinating question.